Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
It's the 26th annual female production sale of Pollard Farms, Wacomas, Oklahoma, 12 noon, September 16th. 113 registered Angus lots will sell, including young fall pairs and heavy breads, fall yearling open heifers, spring open heifer show, and donor prospects, and more. For details about the sale, go to pollardfarms.com. You'll find the sale book there, videos, and more. 26th annual female production sale Saturday, September 16th at the ranch, 12 noon, pollardfarms.com.
Agriculture is the backbone of Oklahoma. As our state's farmers and ranchers care for the land and their livestock, Oklahoma Farm Bureau is standing up for agriculture and sharing amazing stories that play out each and every day in rural America. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today to help strengthen agriculture's voice as we work together towards a brighter future. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today online at okfarmbureau.org. Together, we are rural Oklahoma. Well, according to the latest Oklahoma Drought Monitor, exceptional drought remains at 0%, unchanged for the past few weeks. Extreme drought or worse now at 3.51%, up from last week's 2.72%. Severe drought or worse now at 29.8%, up from last week's 24.96%. Moderate drought now at 45%, up from last week's 43.39%. And then abnormally dry or worse conditions are now at 62.07%, improved from last week's 65.50%. Of course, this week's drought monitor does not take into account the rain that we've seen across Oklahoma for the past couple of days. We have seen a lot cooler temps and much needed rain across the state, but the first fall freeze may not be that far off. State climatologist Gary McManus says we may even see some snow for Halloween. He says we're still forecasting our first snow for Halloween, and our average first freeze is still a month or two away, depending on where you live. Most of the state looking to get its first freeze in November, but some portions of the state may see freezing temps as early as October the 17th. But McManus says right now we're not talking about snow, we're talking about rain that's been falling across portions of the state. He said we've gotten some very well-placed rains this week. If you take a look at the new drought monitor map this morning, especially south central Oklahoma, where most of those rains did fall. McManus says over the last few days, due to our recent weather pattern reset, that everybody's got some form of moisture, but some haven't got nearly enough. Kudos to northwest Oklahoma and parts of south central Oklahoma, however. Forecasts indicate there's still a chance for significant totals, but not drought-busting totals, across western Oklahoma. While this rain, of course, has been a welcome sight, if you did happen to miss out on it, McManus says there is another opportunity of rain chances coming up into next week's forecast as well. He said the precise areas for heavier rain chances will shift around a bit, but they're still all around it. Well, Oklahoma Secretary of Agriculture Blaine Arthur was elected president of the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture this week. NASDA, which is comprised of secretaries, directors, and commissioners of agriculture from across the United States, made the announcement at the conclusion of the organization's annual meeting in Cheyenne, Wyoming. The opportunity to serve NASDA as president is incredibly humbling and certainly an honor, and I appreciate the support of my fellow ag commissioners in this new role, Arthur said. Agriculture looks different across all of the United States, but I look forward to working together to cultivate common ground as we help producers feed, fuel, and clothe the world. NASDA members will remain steadfast in our commitment to strengthen and promote agriculture in this country, and I'm excited to continue to work with my colleagues. Once again, congratulations to our very own Ag Secretary Blaine Arthur, as she also steps into the role as National President at NASDA. You've got farm news on Ron. While many tools for managing risk exist for livestock producers today, Livestock Risk Protection, or LRP, may be a valuable option for you, no matter how large or small the operation. Clay Bertram at Farm Data Services tells us more.
It's a risk management tool for large producers, small producers, the small cow-calf guy. It's eligible for anybody that wants to have a floor and buy insurance on their cattle.
Give Farm Data Services a call today at 800-579-8164. They are an equal opportunity provider. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.